Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Sword and Sign Podcast, where we talk about everything RPG, JRPG, and MMORPG related. I'm your host, Ryan, and I've got Trung in the co-host seat, and today we're going to be talking about some games that are releasing pretty soon, within the next couple of months. But first, before we get into that, Trung, what's up? Welcome back to the studio. Anything newsworthy going on?
I'm almost done making this little idol RPG thing, like a test idol RPG. It's very simple, though.
What is that, like, what have you had to do for that? Or is it just kind of like, is it all like in the software and you're just adding stuff to it? Or are you building it from the ground up?
Building it from ground up, but they do, the lesson itself gives you like files, like pictures and stuff, because I don't know how to freaking draw. So like they give me like the sprites in the backgrounds, pre-made. And then I have to like put the coding in and everything myself. It's in Unity. So.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Any like, you going to post any teasers later in the Discord? That'd be kind of cool. Like any screenshots?
I don't know. There'd be much of a teaser. I think it would just be the full game, right?
Damn, dude.
It is very simple and it's very short. It's like, it's a lesson, you know, so.
True. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see it. And yeah, as I just said it, I mean, I didn't even mean to say it yet, but something newsworthy from me is we finally have a Discord server. People who are listening to this episode, maybe for the first time, won't know until now, but because now we're kind of set up on the current timeline, because we did a lot of in the vault episodes, so to speak. But the Sword and Slime has its own Discord server. The link will be in the podcast description. Come over and hang out. The server is purely just our online studio, pretty much, where we will be doing live recordings. And we also have channels set up for episode input and suggestions for episodes and the show itself. Come over, snag a cool role. Still in development, but you can still have a cool name. And we'd love to have you. And also on that note, we are live recording this in the Discord server right now. And quick shout out to Burnt Potato, who is an OG from over at CouchCat, and Grawin, same thing. Almost an OG. He's pretty new, but he's been hanging out and earning his seat in the team, so to speak. Yes, semi OG. Yeah. Monitoring Discord chat as well. But anyway, that's all I really got, Trung. Oh yeah, I'm married as well, so I guess that's kind of like a big thing.
I mean, yes, actually, yes, that's a big deal.
Oops, yeah. But yeah, I am officially married. There's no turning back for me. So everyone else, enjoy your freedom, because I can't.
You might be careful what you say, though, because your wife is in the Discord.
It's true. It's true. Shout out to Kimchers. My cute little Korean wife. Anyway, yeah. You want to just start? You want to just get into it?
Yeah.
You want to just start talking about these games?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, cool. So, admittedly, I saw this when I opened up Steam this week. I've been pretty busy with work, and I was like, oh, I'll pop open Steam. And you know how Steam shows you like the available pre-orders for the next game, you know, the newest games coming out. And there it was, dude. Tales of Arise. I didn't expect a Tales game so soon. But of course, that didn't stop them from making a game. And I'm super surprised about it. They're boasting it's the next gen Tales, the Tales of series. So like Berseria was the last one, I believe, that came out. Still need to catch up to that one. But yeah, so it's originally planned for release last year, but got delayed because, you know, COVID and all that stuff. And now it's expected to release September of this year. No hard date yet. And this is straight from, I went to Bandai Namco's page, and this is straight from Bandai. And it says, on the planet Dana, reverence has always been given to Rena, the planet in the sky, as a land of the righteous and divine. Stories hand down for generations become truth and mass reality for the people of Dana. For 300 years, Rena has ruled over Dana, pillaging the planet of its resources and stripping people of their dignity and freedom. Our tale begins with two people, born on different worlds, each looking to change their fate and create a new future. Featuring a new cast of characters, updated combat, and classic Tales of gameplay mechanics, experience the next chapter in the world-famous Tale of series, Tales of Arise. And some of the features they're showing off is it's HD, it's powered by Unreal Engine 4, it's got an updated battle system that retains classic elements from the Tales of series, which, for those of you who don't know, it's an action RPG. You enter like a instance and your party, it's AI controlled besides your character, and it's action, it's real-time combat within a battle instance with your party. So pretty fun, not your typical turn-based JRPG. And then it's also saying, just kind of like the description said, a new world and cast. But from all the teaser screenshots and stuff that they have set out, and even in the trailer, they're only showing two main characters, a male and a female. I don't even know if their names were released yet, but I've only seen two. So I don't. And Tales is known for, like, if you look back from Abyss, Viseria, and Viseria, hope I'm saying those names right, all their cover art have like the whole cast of characters on it. You see who you're going to be playing with. I always thought that was cool. They make awesome screenshots. But this one is just showing the two main characters, or assumed main characters. So very interesting how, you know, who's going to be in the play here. Because Trung, you know, we've done episodes in the past where we talk about our favorite JRPGs.
Yeah.
And Tales of the Abyss is one of my favorites because of the dynamic with the party and the dialogue.
We have made an episode about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully it's still like that. Hopefully it retains that aspect of Tales. It's also, I forgot to mention, it's got releases for the PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox, which in turn is going on PC. And we see it's pre-order, you know, it's available on Steam, and no Switch announcement, which is kind of weird because Switch has the older ones. It's got, at least it's got Viseria on there, and Viseria for full price.
The engine's too new. The Switch can't handle it.
That's sad, dude. That's really sad. Another sad thing is, what is it? It's like Golden Week right now. So they're having a huge sale on Japanese produced and made games. So like Bandai Namco and stuff. And so like Tales of Vesperia, because I love Tales, but I love Tales of the Abyss. I haven't been able to play any yet. They're all in my backlog. And I was like, oh, I could get them on Steam. But I really love the Switch for RPGs, like JRPGs in general. It's kind of like my new, you know, it's replaced my PS Vita pretty much. But the Switch doesn't have the same sale. Like, Steam has these Tales of games on sale for $9. And Switch is like $49.99. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, these sales have happened for years because these games are old. They're not new. And it's like I think 2017 was the last release. And I was like, what the fuck? God damn it, Steam. They do this for everything. They do it for freaking Stardew Valley, for God's sakes. But I can't believe their prices on these games. But yeah, that's the first one. Tales of Arise. Trung and I are going to be watching over this one like a hawk. Mainly me, because I love the Tales of games, and then Trung is going to be subjected to me rambling and ranting about it.
I mean, speaking of the story that you described earlier, it sounds very similar to Final Fantasy 13. There's the planet in the sky hovering over a big planet beneath it, but the planet in the sky is the utopia, and, you know, stuff happens in Final Fantasy 13. It sounds very similar, is all I'm saying.
So we've seen it before, which is not uncommon with JRPGs, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, which we'll be talking about in another episode, our favorite storylines. But yeah, there's a lot of connect. I wouldn't say connecting stories, just very reused, you know, which is it's kind of like in every genre. So no surprise there.
Of course.
But that's interesting. I wouldn't have caught that without you mentioning that. Yeah. Anything else you have? Any other input besides that?
I saw a trailer, like their character like Spotlight trailer on YouTube, and the combat looks weird compared to the old Tails games, because in this one you like juggle the monsters in the air and stuff with combos.
Yeah, it was very, I don't want to say over the top, but it could be over the top. Like it looks way different. You know, not traditional in the sense of Tales of, but I mean, they said they're retaining classic elements of it. But yeah, that was not in any Tales game I played.
It feels like you're playing a freaking fighting game,
right? With the combos, and you just like how long you can keep them in the air for, and then rage quit. Yeah. Yep.
That's all I got.
Cool. Oh, and I will say the character design for the male protagonist is very JRPG, with like the red spiky hair, and
of course they
which is kind of, that's kind of funny because that's our role in Discord. There was the spiky hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so very unoriginal there, but a lot of the Tails characters have always had like some resemblance of each other. Okay, so the next game coming out hopefully soon, I should say. And it's also for, you know, available for pre-order. Of course, like what game isn't with all the extra doodads that you probably don't want to spend extra for? But Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. This is obviously the second game in the series. The first game originally came out on the 3DS, like way long ago. So long ago, I didn't even realize it was a game. And this is straight from Nintendo Switch's website. And it says, hatch, raise, and live alongside monsters as a monster rider in this fun-filled RPG set in the Monster Hunter universe. Our epic tale begins with the mass disappearance of Rethalos from around the world. At the start of the story, you meet a wandering girl who knew your illustrious grandfather, Red. Pretty cool name. She has been entrusted with an egg, but what's inside it? The fate of the world hangs in the balance as an exciting narrative about the Wings of Ruin unfolds. So essentially this is a turn-based Pokemon-ish. Oh, actually, I wouldn't even say Pokemon-ish. It's a turn-based combat version of Monster Hunter. And I'd say it's closer to Trunk. What's that Final Fantasy game where you could like have monsters in your party and like evolve them and stuff?
World of Final Fantasy is where you stack them on top of you or something.
Right. It's that, but without the stacking. The game is it's saying it's got robust combat system that features breaking parts, kinship gauge, which is like I guess like a gauge measure between you and like the monsters in your party, and then battle buddies, which is using monsters and then other AI people who join your party. It says monsters can join your party in the form of monsties. That's what they're called, and the weapon systems. They include things like the sword and shield, great sword, and etc. So you'll see some from the graphics or from the screenshots and trailers and stuff. You'll see things carried over from the Monster Hunter like series, like Monster Hunter World. Like they have half of the classes in this game. They have the whole library of monsters just in the form of monsties now, but totally original characters. You know, its own cast and its own like its own place. So it looks interesting. I actually like it. I like the art style. Looking at the screenshots, it's not too kiddish, as you'd expect. Like, you know, World of Final Fantasy was super kiddish, and I couldn't beat the game. It was just the combat was annoying to me, like stacking monsters and, you know, getting toppled over and all that shit. I didn't want to deal with it, but the world was kind of cool, or it was pretty cool. So I'm actually excited about this. I'd pick it up. I think it would like scratch that itch until Monster Hunter Rise comes to PC, because I don't want to get it on the Switch, because I played World on PC and I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at with that. So and it's set to release on Steam and Switch, but nothing about the PlayStation or Xbox at this time. So that's pretty standard with Nintendo, right? But Trunk, do you know anything about this game? Have you played the first one at all?
I have not, but I know that he tends to go on sale on the Google Play Store, so you can actually play this game on the phone too, because he has his own like The game itself is actually on the phone too, if you feel like picking it up for $5 if you have an Android. I don't know if Apple has it.
Damn, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole, I think the whole game is on the mobile.
Interesting. Yeah, because I checked the Nintendo store and I couldn't find it for sale. So
yeah, like it's kind of the first game is on Android, to reiterate.
Yeah, that's yeah. So at least it's there, right?
Yeah, like if you're really interested, yeah.
Yeah, you could play on like the Google Slate or some shit, like an iPad. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know the series was coming out, but like I said, it would scratch my itch because I really want to play Rise. Like, you talk it up. And I think Monster Hunter, like the series in general, is just a fun, you know, it's kind of like a soft MMORPG. Like the battles feel very MMORPG-esque. Like, you know, you're in your party. I mean, you could go solo, but like you gather your party, you have objectives to beat. It's almost like, you know, like an instance or a dungeon. And then I like the hub world and stuff, like in world.
Yeah.
So I like that. It's everything. It's not everything. You get some of the MMORPG aspects out of the game. And I like party games, especially with friends. Like, being able to play with you will be fun, for sure. Yeah. So I think I'll pick this up and see how it goes. But yeah, I really just want to play Rise. And Grawin in chat, he says he's played Monster Hunter World. So he's a little weirded out by Rise's graphics. And yeah, I guess the Rise's graphics, like, they're less like World, I don't want to say they're like realistic, but they're more like sharp, like the details and the armor and stuff were sharp and what I call like edgy almost, like I don't know, something you would see in like a more mature JRPG. And Rise, I don't know, it looks softer, like the character customization and stuff.
I think it just had to be downgraded just because it's, you know, released on the Switch first. But I'm sure once it comes on PC, it'll have like retain the same graphics fidelity that it did in World and stuff on PC.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see because it almost... Okay, it doesn't look that close to it, but like, you know, that free Dauntless? Dauntless has like that cartoonish, you know, I don't know, cartoonish feel to it. Rise is like in between there, I think, between Monster Hunter World and then what it's got going on. And yeah, Grawin says Dauntless is fun. It is. It was fun. I played it for like a couple weeks, but it's no replacement. Let's get that right. It's no replacement. But yeah. That's all I got on Monster Hunter Stories 2. Trung, anything else on your end?
Nope, I don't got much input.
Okay, cool. Well, I know you have some games you want to talk about.
Just one, I think.
Okay, you'll hit it. Soothe my ears, Trung.
Well, before I get into it, since we talked about PSO2 New Genesis, there is a beta happening for Windows 7 PC players only. You have to download the Xbox Insider Hub. And within it, you can sign up for New Genesis beta happening May 14th to 16th. If you guys, you know, have an MMORPG itch that I do, and you like PSO2, then that's a thing that you can do. But with that, I can move on to the game that I was going to talk about, which is Scarlet Nexus. It is another game made by Bandai Namco, so it is very anime. I've heard about this game for a while. Like, initially I was like, wow, it's another very anime RPG game. But then I looked at the combat and stuff, and it looked pretty cool. It's basically a world where it's ravaged by like monsters, but it's in the world of like cyberpunk-ish. Like, it's like futuristic dystopia.
Okay.
And the characters have to... You can't kill these monsters conventionally, so of course there's going to be like a band of teenagers that are super powerful that can kill these monsters. So...
Yeah, they're all like middle schoolers with spiky hair. Mm-hmm.
So to kill these monsters, they have to use psychic powers, like telekinetic powers. You actually like pick up like stuff and throw it at the monsters to break their guard and then go at them. And each I think there's like six characters or something. Yeah, there's like six characters, and each one of them have like their own unique style of fighting. Like, I think the main character uses a sword. Of course he does. And then there was a trailer released today, I think, for the girl who has like these weird like tentacles behind her back, but they all like disengage into like each individual piece. Like, each tentacle is actually like 10 playing card or like 10 tiny little pieces of like metal or something. So she like uses her telekinetic powers to like, I don't know, control and shred the monster apart and all that stuff. It's really fancy. It's an ARPG game. Their uniforms are red, so of course I love that.
Oh yeah,
they're black and red. It's a very more older audience type of game, I think, because it's probably going to be kind of gory. It's like that the Dark Souls game. I forgot what it's called now.
The newest one or Bloodborne?
No, the Dark Souls anime game.
Oh.
The name is
Slipping. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about with like you have like an AI partner.
Yeah, I forgot its name.
Yeah.
Code Vice, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So it's very dark, kind of like that game, or like God Eater, I guess.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, God Eater it's kind of like the super dark anime version of like Monster Hunter almost.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically like that. But yeah, it takes place in a futuristic city. Of course, they send a band of high schoolers to do all the work that are super, yeah, super highly gifted and all that stuff.
Do the screenshots show like the actual combat? Like, is it a party combat or is it solo? You swap characters? Like, is there anything else given?
I think it's a single player game where it's AI controlled and you control one character.
Okay.
But
and I like that.
Yeah, and the fighting style is very reminiscent of Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, whack 'em.
Mm-hmm. Like, just beat 'em up, but like very very fancy, very flashy. You can pick up objects around you and like do like a quick time event to beat the shit out of them with like a car or something.
every time I think of like flashy combat, I think of Dynasty Warriors or like Samurai Warriors, because you know, like each hit is like a giant slash on your screen.
And, oh yeah, yeah.
Like the every time you're like powering up your like ultimate attack, like you're sucking in like all that like purple energy and shit. Like, everything was over the top. Which there's a new, what is it? Is it a new Samurai Warriors that's coming out?
Yes.
Or was it Dynasty?
A new Samurai Warriors, yeah. Where it's like the younger days of Nobunaga.
And it looks Asian. Like, I don't know why they're doing that, but they're making their games look anime-ish too. So that's interesting. But yeah, Scarlet, huh? Okay, Scarlet Nexus.
Yeah, and that's all I got for that game.
Wait, is it a PC release? Is that it?
It is all the platforms but Switch. So PC, okay. PC, Xbox, PlayStation, but no Switch.
Dude, I really love playing RPGs on the Switch. Like, I was playing Fire Emblem Three Houses today, and I was just like, damn, I love this, because I hate the PS4 controller. And there's like, when am I going to get a PS5, you know? They're all scalped. It's over.
We have a question in the chat. Is there any MMORPG sequel you want, but it's not happening soon or ever? By Growen.
Oh, MMO or RPG sequel. Well, like, I mean, so that was it for Scarlet Nexus. So yeah, let's just hop in to listener comments or questions. Well, we already have PSO2 coming out, which is like long awaited, right? Especially for Western fans. Yeah, so yeah. that kind of marks that. I would say RPG sequel, huh?
I got one.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Final Fantasy 14. Can we make another MMORPG in the Final Fantasy universe? Because I really need another one.
which one's 14? There's so many. Explain to the audience.
14 is... You've got... I'm sure most of the audience have heard of it at this point. Shadowbringers is the newest expansion for them. It's where you play the Warrior of Light. But it is Final Fantasy is, you know, an MMORPG, so you play with other people. But I played the crap out of that game. I played it for 4 or 5 years consecutively. Like, not a day that I didn't log in and play the game. Yeah. I was a hardcore raider. I can proudly say that I was the top 1,000 samurais in the world.
You told me that class was very selfish.
It is very selfish DPS, where it's all about me, and I don't help anybody else.
I want that. Well, for me, I love Radia stories, and I haven't seen a game like that since, where you can recruit, you know, over hundreds of NPCs to like build your party.
Oh yeah, I remember that,
because the party and the social aspect of that game is huge. Like it can change your game. You can't do a second one, but I would like to see like a prequel with like, so the main character Jack, he's, you know, he's living in his father's shadow. That's why he leaves his little village and goes to join the Knights of Radiata, which is like, you know, all wrapped up in that story, which I go in depth in this in a future episode, actually, that we have planned out. But I would like to see a prequel where like it's Jack's father and it's got the same mechanics. Like, don't change anything. Maybe update the graphics a little bit to match like the Tales of series. Because it was a little cubey. Like it's one of those games where like it's anime-esque, but it's cubey as well. Like the hands aren't like full hands, you know, like it's like the round nubs and shit. But not chibi, but yeah, I want to see a prequel of Radia Stories where you played the father, or you know, another famous knight, because that whole like you learn more about the legacy of the knights as you play the game more and unlock, you know, uncover secrets. So yeah, that's my game. Growin, he says it's the Elder Scrolls for him. Which, I mean, it's not, you know, it wouldn't be the second game, but it'd be another Elder Scrolls, which is, you know, we're all waiting for. We're all gonna be retired by then, or dead. And then a new Fable game. Yeah, I know they scrapped one way back. I actually played when it was on the Xbox, like the next Fable series. They turned it into a freaking almost like a MOBA-esque game. And then they scrapped that. But now there's rumors of a new Fable game. So I have hopes for it, but it's not too high. And yeah, that's all we got for Growin. Excellent question, Growin. Thanks for that. Games are always on my mind, so it's always nice to speak our mind. But yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. That's pretty much what's coming out within the next couple of months. And it seems like fall is going to be very exciting for RPGs and JRPGs. And but that's not to say, you know, ignore summer, because we got summer games coming out. But and Growin has one more. This is your last one, Growin, before I ban you. A new Gothic game. That's old as shit. I think I played them all, because Steam or GOG generally has sales on Gothic game. I'm not going to ban you for real, okay? I'm just kidding. But yeah. Anything else, Trung? Anything you can think of? Anything you want to touch on?
Maybe not specifically an RPG, but I would like to have another dot hack. Anything.
Dude, I know. Dude, if they made, even if they did it differently, instead of like the old dot hack games, you know, how it was more like action RPG-esque?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't turn-based or anything, but you know how we play, in a previous episode, a couple episodes back, we talked about demos we played on Nintendo Switch, and we brought up Project Triangle Strategy. Can you imagine a dot hack game where they did that? Like, in that, like, pixelated, turn-based, like, strategic game mode of dot hack. Mm-hmm. Like, so you had like your, you know, your quote unquote MMORPG party, because, you know, dot hack is set in the MMORPG world, but generally they're solo games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. Like, have that like landscape, like Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced and stuff. And see the bosses on a different scale in a different art. I think, I mean, it hasn't been done before in the DotHack series, but I mean, looking back, like DotHack GU is like the most modernized, like for that time, right? It was like the most modern version of DotHack that we could imagine. So, like, what if Tales of Arise sets the precedence of like, this is what the new RPGs will look like? Because I would love DotHack like you, but I would want it to look next gen and not like, you know, like the Sword Art Online games, how they all look the same no matter what year they came out. Yeah. Dude, they seriously all look the fucking same. So I would not want our beloved DotHack series to come out and look like that trash. Like, no way, brother.
The only standard I have for the next game is I still need that announcer saying Rengeki every time I use a skill.
Rengeki.
Yeah, every single time. Rengeki! Wait, no, I think Haseo yells that too.
Oh, man. And that's the next game I'm playing. Once I beat Fire Emblem, I'm jumping right into GU. And then I'll probably hit Kingdom Hearts 3. But yeah. So that's the episode. That's what's coming out. That was listener comments. Before we break away, say goodbye. Quick shout out to everyone that listened live. Growin, Burr Potato. We even have Catchy here. Good to see everyone. All regular faces. And thank you for listening. And like I said in the beginning of the episode, we have a Discord server now. The link will be in the podcast episode description. So go ahead, hit that link, and come hang out with us and listen to episodes being recorded live and talk to our fans and friends.
Give us some topics to talk about too while we're in here too.
Yeah. We are relying, well, not really relying, but like we want to work with all of you to make fun and engaging episodes. And that means speaking your mind and we will listen, you know, have a discussion about it. Plan an episode around it. Because the next episode we're going to be doing is a fan submission, the storyline episode. So keep on lookout for that. And we'll see you in that episode. And still, as I close this out, still no social media. We're working on it. I got to figure out what platform we want to be on. But we'll update you once that's done. And that's it. Listen to us on Anchor. That's it. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Later, everybody.